Hello, my name is Layla Mastor. I'm a senior at the University of Rhode Island, and I'm here talking to Shannon Evangelista.
Hi, my name is Shannon Evangelista, and I'm also a senior at the University of Rhode Island. I'm a double majoring in elementary education and psychology, and has loved my time here so far.
Did you always know you wanted to be a teacher?
Honestly, yes. I truly have a passion for working with young students and being able to be a support system for them throughout their years they learn and grow. I know I've meant to do this.
That's amazing. How long have you been declared an education major?
I chose my major with full confidence for my freshman year of college.
Have you ever doubted this choice?
Yes, I did, for a good amount of time. Last year, my junior year, after being declared and putting in the work for a while, I began to doubt that going into this field and working in a school every day was what I wanted to do or where I wanted to be.
What made you feel this way?
Well, the news was full of stories about school shootings every day. It made me sick to think I'm putting myself in a position where that happens so often, and the chances of it happening to me seem more likely than not these days. I mean, I honestly was extremely close to changing my major at one point. My parents were on board and I almost finalized it.
I understand how that might feel so scary to acknowledge. You decided to stick with your education major, though. What made you stay an education major when you were so close to changing?
I mean, I think the fact that a place in which I was going to work seemed like a dangerous place and where I believed I would encounter a school shooting at least once in my career should be enough for anyone to doubt their profession. I was scared of this, but it was still such a debate for me for so long. I still felt that teaching was my calling and felt that it was the only thing that I wanted to do with my future. Eventually, those feelings and that knowledge overcame my emotions of that fear I had. Instead, I decided to commit to my life's calling, and that's what I'm doing.
That's amazing, Shannon. Thank you for sharing your story here today. I wish you the best of luck in your teaching career.
Oh, that means so much. Thank you for this opportunity.